This is the Charlottesville Podcasting Network. The end of summer is here, which means a new crop of programs here on CPN. We're returning to an old theme this week with a new piece from Deepak Singh, our reporter for the South Asian community here in Central Virginia. Deepak spent this summer back in Lucknow, the first time he's been back to India in 2 years. Here's the first of a couple of essays from Deepak about returning home, only to find that he was beginning to miss Charlottesville.
ये जो देश है तेरा स्वदेश है तेरा तुझे है पुकारा. After 2 years in Charlottesville, my wife and I started planning our return to India. I was excited about going back to see my family and friends and do the things that I missed in the United States. I kept asking myself, how am I going to react when I step out of the airport in New Delhi? Will I get a reverse culture shock? Or everything is going to be just as if I had never left the country? After a 16-hour journey, the flight crew told us that we were about to land in New Delhi. They told us that it was 8:30 p.m. and the temperature in the capital was 40 degrees Celsius, which translates into steamy 104 degrees Fahrenheit. When we left Charlottesville, it was 65 degrees Fahrenheit there. I tried hard, but I couldn't remember how 104 degrees felt. It was 9 p.m. and I knew exactly what awaited me outside the airport. A bloodthirsty battalion of taxi drivers who would like to charge you 10 times more than the actual fare of transportation. Since my wife is a white American, the odds were even worse for me. It would be a huge struggle just to get one of them to transport me for 4 times the local fare. Even then, he would try to convince me to stay at a hotel that would pay him a commission. When we finally stepped out of the airport, the heat smacked our faces and the air felt very heavy and humid. I booked a taxi to my friend's house and had quite an experience. After driving in the US for 2 years, I had forgotten about the traffic rules in India. I almost told the driver to drive on the right side of the road, but looking at the traffic, I remembered that people drive on the other side of the road in this part of the world. Despite the seemingly chaotic system, I didn't see any accidents. As far as traffic rules are concerned, it seemed as though anything goes as long as it is accompanied by several blasts of your vehicle's horn. This includes driving between oncoming cars, swerving to dodge a cow, or running over dogs. The US has 1/4 the population of India, but at least 3 times as much land. And there are laws to stop people from parking vehicles and putting billboards and business signs anywhere they like on the side of the street. In India, the roadside may consist of stones, gravel, or sand, which are dotted with uncovered manholes. Billboards are placed on the roadside in ways that cause maximum inconvenience to the pedestrian. There is no guarantee that on a one-way street, vehicles drive only in one direction. Pedestrians have to look in all directions as bicycles and mopeds tend to appear from nowhere. As much as the North Indian city roads of New Delhi frustrated me after living in Charlottesville, one thing I really missed while living in the United States was traveling on a train. The rail system in India is efficient, comfortable, and very economical. One can get to meet regular Indian people on the train, not touts, not shopkeepers, not taxi drivers. Overnight journeys are a big occasion, and every second-class sleeper compartment hosts a welcoming little party. People travel with their children, grandparents, cousins, in-laws, and aunties. They pack baskets and tiffins and boxes of lovely home-cooked food. Chapatis, biryanis, samosas, and sweets. When the tea vendors come by, we take turns purchasing 4 rupee cups of tea for everyone in the cubicle. After traveling for more than a day from Charlottesville to Lucknow, one home to the other, we had to prepare ourselves to make major adjustments in our lifestyles, including daily routine, food habits, having family around, and not having any personal space. The question is, Will we be able to handle all that?
That was Deepak Singh, a correspondent here on the Charlottesville Podcasting Network. He'll be back next week with a new installment in which he discusses the challenges of the Indian summer after getting used to the mild temperatures of central Virginia. If you have comments or questions, please feel free to post them to the blog on www.cvillepodcast.com or phone us at 434-295-6609. Thanks for listening. ये जो देश है तेरा स्वदेश है तेरा तुझे है पुकारा